On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 6.
All right, people out there in podcast land and around the earth and the universe, time for 6 and 30. Where we're going to give you 6 songs in 30 seconds, and you have to give us the band or the artist name. And each one of these 30-second segments comes with a theme. And the theme for my 6 and 30 this week is the band are all one-syllable words. Example, Rush or Kiss. Okay. So, one-syllable band titles. So keep that up.
Okay.
Keep that in your noodle up there when you listen to these clips. So good luck. Okay. And if you don't get number one, the first song in here, your dad is going to fly over from Texas and kick your ass. So get ready, okay? Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Was that different?
Oh my God.
I can see the smoke coming out of your ears.
Jesus.
Remember the all one syllable band names.
Alright, well I got two of them for sure.
Oh, two of them for sure. That's good. Okay, because this is a hard one.
Yeah. So go ahead. Let's do it again here.
Yeah, go for it. Okay, Danny, that was pretty tough.
I know who number four is, but I can't. I recognize the voice.
Okay, well, let's start with number one. What's number one?
Number one's Bread.
Yeah, you better get that right because your dad loves Bread, right?
Yeah.
So I figured.
So does my wife.
Oh, really? Okay, so Bread, you're one for one. What's the second one? The second one's tough, but it's a band.
Yeah, I'm one for two now.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
And you saw this band live. The second band you've seen live, and you missed it, but I'll tell you where you saw them. You saw them at Meriwether Post, open for Cheap Trick, because I was there with you.
Axe.
It's Axe, yep. That's number two, but you missed it. Number three, what do you think?
Number three is Keel.
Correct.
Number four, I recognize the voice. I can't remember who it is.
Nobody.
I can't put it.
That song I played was all in the Point Break soundtrack, I believe. And that name of the band is Rat. I thought that was the easiest one.
Easier than Bread?
Yeah, I thought Rat was going to be the gimme. All right, number five, what do you think? Now, I think number five is a tough one because it's a band that was never that big. But that particular song got a lot of airplay on MTV.
What was the name of the song?
I Hate Kissing You Goodbye, which I think you've seen this band live. In fact, I know you have, I think.
Who is it?
tough.
I don't think I've seen them.
I think you saw Meriwether Post on the second stage. No? You don't remember?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hey, they were early in the day, and then they came and signed stuff.
Yep. So you missed that one. All right, and the last one is a band I know you've seen live a couple times. I'm sure I know at least two times. And if you miss this, it's not one of their bigger songs. If you miss this, you're going to feel like a fool.
Oh, I already do. I know 911.
Kicks.
Damn it.
A band that's really popular in your area. Yeah, that's off the Show Business out.
Kick probably 7 or 8 times.
Yeah, it's a song they never play live. That's how I figure. I'm going to put a Kick song that he doesn't know.
Yeah, that's one right there.
There you go. Yeah, because the Show Business is probably their worst album, I think. Though yeah. I like that song 911. But so you got Keel and Bread, 2 out of 6.
That's awful.
And this is your signature bit, a bit that has not been stolen by any of these other shows that are going around. It's funny because I heard it track by track on Talk is Jericho with Rat albums.
Really?
Almost identical. Well, they put a little more into it. They go in a little deeper. But it's the same thing. It's track one against track one, track two against track two. So
that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I wonder where they got that from. But yeah.
Yeah.
I there's another show that does it too. So at least two shows I know have stole that bit from us. But and do we get credit or money? We get nothing.
We get nothing.
All we know
we'll get nothing in life.
We can just feel good about we're the originators.
Yeah. Well, let's see when they start stealing that 6 and 30 bit.
Somebody will eventually. I mean, there's only so much we can do, you know?
Yeah.
I'm okay.
They'll do 10 and 60 or something.
Well, if you think about it, we actually stole that from radio stations in the 60s and 50s that used to do that. They used to play like 12 songs in 15 seconds, and you'd have to guess the name of the song. So it's nothing original there. You just came up for us, so nobody remembers those bits. So, yeah, we're the originators of that, too. Okay, now it's my turn to see if I can do better than you did this week.
So, all right, and I am not going to give you the theme. You will get extra points if you'll get all the points if you come up with the theme on this one.
I don't get the theme?
No, you'll know the songs, I think.
Well, then I'm going to kick your ass.
I don't think you'll get... won't get at least two of them.
Okay, well, all right. The challenge.
But if you get the theme, you win the entire day.
Oh, challenge accepted. So I'm getting my pen out, my paper out, and everybody at home, in your car, in your grandma's house, play along. Here we go. Wow, I know some of them, not all of them.
Sure you do, I would think.
I couldn't tell you what the damn theme is. Okay, let's play that again. I got some of them and some I don't. La Vida Loca, really? Okay, here we go. Okay.
All right.
Number one is Kiss, I Was Made for Loving You.
Yeah, that is correct.
Number two is either Sebastian Bach or Skid Row, and I don't know the song.
It's definitely Sebastian Bach off the Fallen Angel album called Falling Into You.
Okay, so I definitely missed that.
No, you got the artist right.
Okay, Sebastian Bach. I wasn't sure. Three is Ricky Martin. La Vida Loca.
That is correct. How'd you know?
Yeah, they only played it a million times. It was a hit. Number four. I was stumped. I don't know what number four is at all, but the voice sounded familiar.
Yeah, it's a solo artist. I don't know if he was in a band beforehand, but that's Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy Barnes is extremely huge in Australia, and I don't know why. He might have been in a band also, but honestly, I don't know enough about the guy. I couldn't tell you anything about Jimmy Barnes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Number five was Aerosmith. Dude Looks Like a Lady.
Yep.
Number six, Billy Squire, Tied Up.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah,
and there's a theme running through this?
Yep, there's a theme, and it has nothing to do with the year or location.
I don't know.
It's hard.
The theme is...
Any guess?
It has to do with sex and love, doesn't it?
No. I mean, maybe inadvertently they do, but that's not what I was going for.
You lost me. I don't know. You're too smart for me. You went to Virginia Tech, and I went to Cal State Northridge, so I have no idea what you're thinking.
Yeah. These songs were all written by Desmond Child.
Jeez. Yeah, that does make sense. I would have definitely known that from the Kiss song and the Ricky Martin song. But I didn't know he had anything to do with the Billy Squire song.
Yep.
Or the Skid Row.
Yeah, he wrote a ton of Aerosmith songs. I could have put any of like 30 Bon Jovi songs. He wrote for Cher. He wrote Waking Up in Vegas by Katy Perry. The guy, it's unbelievable how many songs this guy wrote for other people.
And he was an artist in the 70s who couldn't get arrested or get a hit. Desmond Child and Rouge didn't do anything. Never had a hit.
And unbelievable. Livin' La Vida Loca was one of the top songs in the entire world. And I mean, he's probably wealthier than just about anybody he's written for.
Yeah, him and Diane Warren, people like that.
Yeah.
That Sebastian Bach song, I don't think I've ever heard before. It's never registered with me.
It's one of the deep cuts on that album.
And usually when Desmond Child's involved, it's usually a single.
Yeah.
And Jimmy,
you can kind of tell it has a little bit of his signature in that song. It's not a straight-up screamer like Sebastian likes to do.
Right. So I got four out of six, though, right? I got Kiss.
Well, I'd give you five. You got Sebastian Bach.
Okay, well, then that means I win again.
Oh, you won anyway. I only got two, so.
Yeah, the theme I was trying to think about, okay, Dude Looks Like a Lady. What's that have to do with La Vida Loca? What's that have to do with being tied up with Billy Squire? Yeah. I never got that in a million years.
No.
No.
You stop. No, but it... I just did a search on Desmond songs written by Desmond Child, and this whole giant page came up. It's like, damn.
You sneaky bastard. And Jimmy Barnes, I never got... I couldn't name one Jimmy Barnes song.
No.
I just know that he was super popular in Australia.
Well, I had to put something on there that I knew you wouldn't get.
Well, that's part of the fun. That's why I threw some crap out there that you didn't know. So, yeah, you can't make it super easy. So, I guess I'm going to get Jimmy. I better get familiar with Jimmy Barnes. So I'm going to get him every week.
Yep, you're going to get six Jimmy Barnes songs on the next 6 and 30.
And I'll miss them all. Sorry, Australia. I have no interest in Jimmy Barnes, even though I heard he's a great singer. I don't know.
The Hard Rocking Trivia Show is 100% free. The hosts of the show make absolutely nothing for doing the show. It's done for the love of the music they grew up with.
All right, boys and girls, we're bringing back an old bit. We call this Top 3, Bottom 3, where we take an album or a collection of albums, and we pick what we think is the top three songs and the bottom three songs. And even if we love every song in the album, you still have to pick a bottom. Or in some albums, in the case where the bottom song is obvious.
Yeah.
But for this particular album, which we both saw this tour. You saw this tour, didn't you? April Wine?
Yeah, at the Merriweather.
Yeah, it was in 1982, I think we all went.
And Frankie and the Knockouts opened.
Yeah, a good double bill. The name of this album is The Nature of the Beast, and the band is April Wine. And at this particular time, this band is probably they're at their height in the United States. They're big in Canada, but they finally made it in the United States, and they were selling out nice sheds. And then they kind of went away after that. It just never really went anywhere after that. There was their, I don't know, because they had Harder and Faster before that, which was a great album. Then this album came out. It's amazing. And then Power Play came out and just kind of didn't go anywhere. It was kind of strange because there's a lot of talent in this band. So the top three, bottom three, April Wine. If you're not familiar with this band, hopefully you'll listen to these clips that we play along with these songs, and you will get familiar with it. And I highly recommend it. Probably Danny does as well. So
it's definitely a soundtrack to us growing up back in the 80s. I mean, I listened to this album, and you know they had two big hits off this album.
Huge hits, which we might talk about. They might be on our list, might not. And what I remember with this band is this is the first time I saw a band where they had three guitar players up there at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Three guitar attack.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Because when they did the guitar trade-off with Roller, it just was awesome live because they were all three just going off, but they were playing against each other, and it was great.
And they had a bald drummer, which at the time was weird seeing a bald guy in a rock band.
Yeah, usually the drummers have big froze.
Yeah, but nowadays, everybody's bald in rock bands. But at that time, they got a goatee and a bald. It's like 1982. Yeah. What is this guy? This guy has his own look, and now everybody around where I live looks like that. I don't know.
Exactly.
So, Danny, how about you start off your bottom three, the worst?
Okay, I'll start with mine. My number three is Big City Girls. We're ladies in the night.
Okay, I like that song, but...
Yeah, well, again, this was a case of, you know, not... There wasn't an obvious stinker for this one.
I agree with that.
But, you know, there's a lot of songs are just okay. You know, not exactly filler, but not going to be released anytime soon, so... And then the next one, Tellin' Me Lies.
Okay.
Not a big fan of that song at all. And then my bottom song on the album is Caught in the Crossfire. It sounds so dated with the laser guns or whatever it was. Pew, 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 pew. Caught in the crossfire. Yeah, just no, thank you.
Well, that's funny. You mentioned two of the songs are all in my bottom three as well.
Okay.
My number three was Caught in the Crossfire, which I think would have been a better song, but it's got that weird Star Wars, Starfighter sound effects in it that's really cheesy. Or like, or it sounds like asteroids.
Yeah.
Trying to shoot the asteroids, so it's got that sound effect in it.
Yeah, so I guess they were trying to be futuristic. You know, but they already had a song called Future Tense on the album.
Yeah.
You know, and just, I don't know.
So, yeah, that's my... So we agree that this is in the bottom three. I don't hate it, but yeah. Number two for me was Bad Boys. Bad boys.
Okay.
Which was kind of a filler song. Not horrible, but it's okay. And the worst song, we agree, I said Telling Me Lies, which I think is the second song in the album. It's like, it just doesn't do anything for me. It's like, that's one I would skip.
Yeah, I was listening through the album, and I got to, you know, I got to, the first song was good. Second song was, what happened?
Yeah, it should have been like the second to last or last song.
Yeah.
So far we're in agreement there.
Pretty much.
Now we have to go with the top three.
For the top three. All right, my number three is Wanna Rock. Okay. Love that song. Kind of, it's almost biographical for me, where guys we grew up with were saving money for cars, and I was buying guitars with my money. So guitars and albums, but.
Yep. Living the dream.
Yeah. So my number two, Crash and Burn. I forgot what a great song that was. So, I had to listen to that one a couple times. Thinking, man, that's a great song.
Yeah.
And then my number one song on the album, and it was the biggest hit off the album, is Sign of the Gypsy Queen. In the words of the Gypsy Queen. Sign of the Gypsy Queen. Love that song. I know the ballad was probably bigger, but the Sign of the Gypsy Queen, just such a great song.
And here's a bit of trivia for it. Sign of the Gypsy Queen is a cover.
Is it?
Yeah, it was a minor hit in Canada by somebody we never heard of.
Well, it's a great song.
Yeah, I think it was like 75 or something like that. But I agree. Great song. Well, let's see. We have only one song on my that is the same. Are my really? top three and your top three are different. My number three, which you mentioned a little earlier, was Future Tense. I ain't fooling myself now. All I know is what I feel. I know I don't like it. You can't disagree. Come on, say it. It'll be all right. I say yeah, yeah, yeah. Future Tense. Gone too far. Future Tense.
See, I was thinking about putting that in my top three. I like that song.
That song is heavy, 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 heavy.
Yeah.
Love
Future
it.
Future Tense.
Yeah. Number two, which you mentioned, Crash and Burn. If you want to try. Probably the heaviest.
Oh yeah,
April Wine
song. That
song
rocks.
Oh, so good. So we agree on that one. And number one, which you did not mention, Oliver Town, the first song in the album. I said you walk, walk, right, right out of my heart. You know the words coming round. Now I know.
I don't care. Really? Okay.
I don't care. He don't care. I don't care. I love that song. And I
do too. I actually wrote that down in my top three, but then I got to the others. I was like, oh man, these others got to take that place.
And it's funny that between the two of us, there was two hits on this album. We didn't put the biggest hit, which was Just Between You and Me, was the biggest hit off of this album, which is a ballad. Left to unsure. Mentioned it.
Right.
And the other hit was Sign of a Gypsy Queen, which you mentioned as your number one, and I didn't mention it. But there's nothing wrong with those two songs, the big hits. I guess I just heard them too much.
Yeah.
And I really love the heavier side of April Wine, so I cannot recommend this album high. This is one of those albums like Riot's Fire Down Under. You have to own that one. You have to own April Wine's The Nature of the Beast.
Either Nature of the Beast or Harder Faster. You have to own one of them.
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic.
Or you have to turn in your rock card.
Yeah. Don't even bother with the other April Wine albums. There's some good songs here and there. But those two ones that Danny just mentioned, you have to have those. They're great. Yeah. And on that note, run out to go to there's no local record stores anymore. So
go to Amazon or iTunes or whatever and get them.
Or go to Spotify and stream it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Go support April Wine. I guess they still play. Miles Goodwin still plays with some bunch of guys up in Canada, and April Wine can still, I guess, play small sheds and I don't know.
I guess. I would go see them.
Absolutely.
We saw them, probably 80?
82, I think.
82?
Yeah.
That was one of my first concerts.
Me too. I think it was my second. I think I saw Styx first, and then I saw April Wine next. No, it was my third because I saw Van Halen before that. It was my second U.S. show.
I saw Kiss and AC/DC as my first show. That was 77.
That's a good first show.
Then I saw my dad took me to Neil Diamond at the Cap Center.
Today.
He was great.
He
was a great performer.
Neil Diamond is like a god in Los Angeles. He'll sell out 17 nights at the Forum.
Jeez.
He's retired now, but he would. I mean, if you got a little Jewish blood in you, you're going to see Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
And I guess he's a great performer. I've never seen him. I mean, I like Neil Diamond and all, but...
Yeah.
Amazing. He was a great songwriter.
Absolutely. So I think that was my second show, and then come up to early 80s to April Wine and...
Frankie and the Knockouts.
Who
were great, too.
Oh, they were so good. Frankie, he can sing his ass off. Plus, he wrote great songs.
And the guy basically, that band released three albums, and Frankie co-wrote some songs on Dirty Dancing. Was it Dirty Dancing, right?
Yeah.
And then, pretty much retired.
Well, yeah, he says he gets a check every Valentine's for Sweetheart every year.
Yeah, and then every time the movie's played, he probably gets a little check in the mail. So.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him.
On that note, go run out and get that album, okay? April Wine, The Nature of the Beast, 1981. All right?